You ready, Brock?
Squop.
Squop.
Okay. First podcast. Phone's at 20%. And I don't know.
Escape!
Escape! We're doing this for fun. Not.
Not at
Not.
all.
We're not
We're not
really.
doing it out of lines or anything. We're totally not. People flip, paper flip,
I'm
paper flip.
14. He's 13.
Whoa, Brock. Don't be telling us their ages. Oh, whoa. Calm down. Calm down.
No, we're actually 20.
No, we're 45. Yay.
Stop doing a swagger impression. Oh, I was
Swagger.
actually a pretty good swagger impression.
Yay.
Like, if you when you're doing that accent when you're going deep, that was a pretty good swagger impression. Shut up.
We were just talking about the
I'm going
pullout.
deep.
And you were,
Oh
we were just talking about the pullout, and you had to say
Okay.
going deep.
So it's like Bradley told me this joke about like what's the difference between sex and life, and I'm like the pullout, because either you're sleeping on a pullout and it's super rough,
That's what she said,
or you're
so.
having sex and you pull out, or you're on a pullout and you're having sex with a pullout.
It is still rough.
It's still a rough ride for life.
That's what
So.
she says. It's fucking
We're
hard.
messed up.
But to be honest, the actual difference between life and sex is you have a choice to let life screw you over, or you ride the living shit out of it.
That or life's gonna keep fucking you, and just you have to keep changing positions to make to a point where it feels good somehow. That came out not the, that's a John Leguizamo joke.
I don't remember who said this, but I know who said it in the Krampus movie. She's like, this grandma said something in like German or something, I don't know, or Russian, and nobody in the household knew what it meant. And then the one person who never learned how to speak Russian and was like
Understood
understood it. She
it.
understood it. She never learned how to speak Russian whatsoever. She's like,
I
she's
think it was
basically
German.
saying
I think it was German.
German,
Yeah.
yeah. She's basically saying, we're fucked, basically. That's what she said.
There
And
ain't no
the
escaping.
grandma's like, yeah, pretty much. We're fucked. There's like no way to
Hey,
beat
boy,
Krampus.
guess what? I can get the car.
Finally, we got my fucking Izzy in a love bite.
Oh! Two specs of it. Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson be like.
Jackson's like,
Oh!
we should like, what color should we paint the bike?
It's only been 2 minutes. Oh, my battery's really good on this. Dang! Okay, so it doesn't waste battery that fast like other apps do.
Ooh, that's a
Okay.
nice bike.
Yeah, it's freaking Indian, dude.
I think it's gonna be looking like that nice. That looks like the Wolverine's bike.
Too
Boo.
bad Christopher Columbus isn't here, because he, well, it's actually a good thing Christopher Columbus isn't here. He would have killed all the Indians.
Fucking.
If you're a history major, you get my
Yeah,
joke.
I get it. We have to paint the bike. Like, actually, like, there's no joke. We have to. We have to do Wolverine style painting.
I.
Nice jacket. Ooh, black.
Wait,
Wolverine
Wolverine.
had like the orange stripe. Orange stripe. It was a black jacket with an orange stripe.
Wait,
It
like,
was like, here, can we go back to the orange one? It was like that,
that,
but it was opposite.
I know, that's just probably, like, as close as we're gonna get, and then we're gonna have to have,
He
like,
had like blue jeans. Yeah, blue jeans. Like dark blue jeans. That's what pair that we were wearing was perfect.
right here.
Yeah, that one.
We can't buy any of these, though.
Yeah, we need more money, but we can ride the living shit out of it till then.
Yeah, man.
Actually, let's just paint bikes. I think we have enough to get like one good paint on it.
Well, we have enough point stuff for customization and everything.
Let's do it.
Closest to Wolverine's probably this.
Yeah, it's a good looking one. We gotta remember it.
But
Visual.
visual,
We need to get it. At least the color.
we're playing the crew. What is it, black or?
Was. We gotta look it up next time. I think it was black, yeah.
Yeah.
It was like a rusty black. Not even metallic, it was like rusty black.
It's probably like a mot
Mate.
or mate.
I don't know
Yeah.
how it's pronounced.
I call it mot, but
It was
that's me.
black. Yeah.
Like, kind of like this, honestly, maybe.
But it was more darker. It wasn't even close to red, actually.
No, it wasn't.
It was like what it is right now, but blacker. Not to sound
racist. Did he have the bags on the side?
No, he never had the bags on the side, but I know the seat was that color.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit darker.
Or,
yeah, it was a darker brown.
Front light.
Oh, that's exactly what it was.
Oh, yeah, we're totally doing this Wolverine thing.
Oh, dude, it's already looking badass, and we just got it.
We literally just got it.
I remember him... I don't remember him having the Ignatian things.
If anything, it's probably this, then, because...
Yeah, it's the closest. Oh, we're at $1,000. Mm-hmm. We need to get the color first. He did have a mirror.
Yeah, but the black...
He had that.
Yeah, he did. Fender.
I remember his bike like it was yesterday, only the color I fucked up on.
I think I can get the color, though.
We just gotta get some money.
No, I can just go home and put the color on it and call it there.
The bike looks so fucking good. And then we just, dress up our character later. Like, he looks... Like
we also need to be talking to the people, not ourselves. But
oh yeah, sorry. We just love motorcycles a lot. We love.
This is our first time doing this, so.
Yeah, we love bikes, cars, everything.
You love country. I love rock and roll. You know.
Yeah, I love women. You love men.
Look at my position here.
You love women. I love men.
Love women. Just don't get the same kink as I always do now.
The fuck. The fuck, bro?
Okay.
I should have brought my binder instead. I'm a wallet. Be sure my ass don't get nothing. Okay.
Okay, it was like a mate, because it's like a mate.
Yeah,
it's
that. Yeah. It's that.
But, like you said that there's like a rust, maybe?
Yeah.
And if I can
and,
get it.
And he's from Canada. He's Canadian.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. I just always put Delaware, because Delaware's cool.
Canada. I don't think it's Canada.
Pennsylvania. Okay, closest to Canada is probably Minnesota.
Yeah, it's closest. It's high up.
And I think they did a part of it in Minnesota, too.
Yeah, they did a couple parts. Thing is, this character kind of almost looks like Hugh Jackman. But only if he had longer hair and a little more of a less beard.
I know!
Minus the helmet.
He looks like a guy from, what is the guys that sing La Grange or something like that? It was...
I would have no clue.
ZZ Top. He looks like one of the guys from... Yeah.
Alright.
Swing Arm? What the...
Swing Arm? What the fuck is Swing
what
Arm?
What the... No, if you want to drive around in this thing...
Oh, I might drive around in it a little later after you... It's your bike.
No, you drive around in it. I'm not a bike fan, really. Well, I like to drive, like, Indian and stuff. If I were to get my hands on, like, a motorcycle, I want an Indian. But
dude, I want a Harley. Except, actually, no, I want a Panhead. Panhead's mine.
Ooh.
Oh, how good does it feel, Brock? Look at that. That just looks badass. Sorry, you guys can't see. But we're so much more. Oh, you do a wheelie. You hold
down. I know, yeah. Stick.
Let's just say we're playing on the Xbox One. This bike is badass looking.
To do a wheelie, you have the... pull back right here, and then drive. Nice. Maybe.
Maybe just do it in the middle. This and decelerate. Here, let me see it.
Come on.
I know what you mean. Oh, yeah, you had it.
I had it.
Go. The little one.
Oh, wait, maybe.
Go.
I released it wrong. Stop! My god. I'm stuck at this.
Let me see. Stop. I know wheelies.
But sometimes you have the burnout and some bikes do a wheelie.
Go.
Oh!
And you broke your neck. And you broke your neck. Alright, let me see it.
Okay, so.
Hold the front stick to do stoppy. Go.
Oh yeah, push stoppy.
Yeah, this is getting off of that.
I don't.
Just go fast enough.
Oh, hold down. Oh, wait, okay. Oh, I could almost... Oh, yeah. If I can go fast enough.
Go.
Oh, wait, no, I need it. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing. I know what I'm doing now.
I think that's all of them. Go.
Ah, dang it. But.
Get the wheelie down.
Yeah, I can get the wheelie. Just gotta know how to start out. And you have to have lots of traction.
Yeah, lots of it. Car.
So you can drive around in it. I'll just get my guitar and do stuff.
Yeah, play for the audience.
I'll serenade you all.
Serenade?
Serenade, you know, like,
Sorry, I'm failing in language arts, bro.
I'm failing.
I'm not failing, actually. I got a C in class
right now. I have an F, but I used to have a C.
Dude, how do you have an F in language arts?
I don't know. They teach. They go a lot harder on you. And
they just go faster, that's it.
Especially with Cadell.
I have Olsen. He's easy.
He's way easier. I want Olsen.
He's, like, tricky, but he's easy. What the fuck is this? Excuse my French. Hey, sister.
Oh, wait, Oh, yeah.
I don't mean to fucking know this song. Sorry, if this is a kid-friendly show, don't play this for kids, okay? Oh, Popo's on my ass. 10-4? You guys are gonna be a fucking 10-4? Fuck you. I'm the fucking main man. Don't call me the main
or, man. Or, AC/DC?
Back in Black. See him do that, dude? That's badass. Actually, bro, I want to see Capture.
Oh, you want to see all my videos?
Yeah. Oh, I'm
no, just press Big X.
I already did. I'm here.
And, oh, yeah. Okay.
A lot of Horizon. And.
Yeah. That was. That's a picture.
Yeah, I can tell.
And these are all my drift videos when I drift in cars because I love to drift.
Usually what I do in Ghost Recon, dude, is I like record like awesome drifts or like big ass explosions I really like. Like or when I'm like or when I took a drone one time and went into like one of those big ass helicopters and I marked the bad guys and I had a sync shot. It's where basically your squad can fire on them if you command them to. So I sync shot the two drivers and pilots, and I shot him. The helicopter nearly came down and hit me, but it missed me. And I was shocked.
That was like a movie scene or something.
It was. I was like, what the fuck, dude? Because I was just standing facing the opposite way. It was like a retarded movie character who always misses when he gets hit.
You know, it's almost like what is it? I remember this one movie where, like, there's this plane crash. No, it was...
Castaway?
No, maybe it was... It was, like, Fast Furious or something, where Dominic Toretto's, like, driving out of the plane, and then he gets in, like, a humongous wreck, and the plane comes right behind him, and Letty thinks he died, but...
Hmm.
What was that? Was that number 6? Or number 7? No, it was 6, because Daytona. Oh, we probably can't even have the music in this either if we're going to post it online.
They can hear it.
Yeah, but it's copyright.
They're not going to care. We're not.
Oh, they're going to care.
Fuck you, Pope. Oh!
Oh, shit. You can do stunts.
Nice.
Oh, I know the perfect place for this then.
One minute, I want to try this one more time. I want to beat this guy. Black Sword. You got a scout. Equip this part.
Yeah. Anytime you see like a green part where you see the numbers go up on your bike, that's a good thing.
Okay. Daytona. Who was Daytona? I always forgot.
It's a car and it's also a place.
Oh, Daytona.
So you know like a NASCAR Daytona racetrack, stuff like that.
Oh, yeah.
And then they have the actual Daytona car, which is basically a Dodge Charger, but it's just modified. I think maybe a little bit faster.
Off mark. Oh, 57 frames. But... Fuck. best place for the bike to stunt. The jumping from bike.
Oh, there's like actual stunt place. But look, if we.
Oh, is that it? That looks fun.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun, Georgie. Hiya, Georgie.
Fuck you, Pennywise. Oh!
He put an Irish accent on that. Huh? He put an Irish accent on that, didn't he?
Fuck you, Pennywise. I did. Fuck you, Richard. Okay, Richie, if you're watching this, fuck you.
No!
I meant Billy.
Oh, yeah, Billy. No. Billy from Happy Wheels, man.
Yeah, that Billy. Happy Wheels. I meant Richie from Happy Wheels also. I call all, you know.
Wait, Richie the...
I call him... It's Segway Man, but I call him Richie.
Oh, you mean... I call him Steve because of Jacksepticeye.
So we all have our own names for it.
Yeah, we have...
I call Santa Claus Black Santa, even though he's white. I call him Black Santa because he just reminded me of him for some reason. Because,
Oh, yeah, Black Santa, yeah.
I was watching this video where it's like Black Santa saved someone, and it's like, I'm here to kill you and not talk about my ex-wives. And she fucking shoots the dude in the face like 3 times. And just gone. Oh, bitch. Get out the way. Oh, shit.
Oh, wait. What is it?
Mel, bitch. Get out the way. Get out the way. Oh, no, I didn't want
it. That's some Black Betty.
Get out the way. Get out the way. Oh, I fucked it up. For all the children under the age of 18, do not watch this video because it may include a porn scene.
What?
Gotcha.
We can't even, I mean, it might have a camera, I don't know.
We get a camera, actually.
I mean, we can go on YouTube and do a film set or whatever. Like, I know. Because I know Fitz with their podcast, the Misfits, they record it on YouTube, and they also record it with Spotify and everything. They have like multiple apps set up for it, and we could do it on YouTube too and record ourselves. But
yeah, but let's just stick to this for a
long time. Yeah, really we could stick to this and like do this every time you come over, or every time I come over to your house.
Yeah, just bring your phone. And we just play like zombies or something.
Lobby,
okay? Yeah. I'm not sure.
We also need to bring Devin. Don't be a Devin either.
Yeah,
guys.
Don't be a Devin. Devin is our idiot friend who I can't say the word actually because it's a little bit racist. Well, actually, he gave me permission because he's part Black. He is
actually
part Black.
Don't say it. Don't say it though.
Okay, fine. He is a retarded
N-word.
N-word. Yeah, he's a retarded N-word.
But we can't say that.
Okay,
it's
he's
pretty
retarded.
Racist.
It's
too.
Racist no matter how we put it, Brock.
He's just arrogant. How about that?
He's an arrogant, selfish, little dickhead. That is
but
my
he's
best
super friend. Funny when he's dumb.
That is one of my retarded friends.
What?
What? Recording.
Okay.
Recording. And I'm still going!
Gameplay recorded. Hold X open. Okay.
Watch it.
Okay.
So, I was playing, we are playing The Crew right now. I don't know if it's the first or second.
Yeah, so it recorded three or back too.
Yeah. I did a stunt when we were talking about it in the middle of talking about Devin.
Yeah, don't be Devin. It's around here.
Yeah.
Because you went over
so,
here.
Basically, I was using the motorcycle we were talking about. I was just racing, doing my normal
thing.
He was
doing jumps and stunts, and he came up to this one
so,
jump with a loop de loop, and he lands right into
like,
the loop de loop.
Yeah. I jump it. I don't even mean to. I do a backflip with the bike, and it didn't record all the way, of course, but I made the jump, and let's just say it was awesome.
If, when we do this on YouTube, I'll save the clip, and I'll record it for YouTube.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah,
definitely record it for YouTube.
Send it up there. I need to figure out my YouTube channel name before, though.
Let's call it The Misfits.
Misunderstanding.
Why can't we just do Miss Children? Something like that.
No, we should do like,
The Retarded Dumbasses.
No. I'm trying to think.
And Devin. No, the retarded Dumbasses and Devin.
Devin, Team Devin.
15.
No, what? Okay, look. If we're gonna put a name for this podcast, we can't just have it as like my profile name, because it's just me. Which I'm pretty sure I'll go over here and do some alone podcast and talk about stupid stuff. Cause...
Yeah, we'll talk about the fun things going on around. Oh, go take your mom's calling you. I will be your entertainment for now, ladies and gentlemen, and boys and girls.
Don't touch
and
my guitar.
No promises.
Touch my shotgun.
Yep. I didn't know you had a shotgun.
I don't.
Oh, fuck you. I want a shotgun. Yeah, for those of you who don't know this, me, I love guns. Brock, he loves music. I love music, but I love guns more. But the one thing that I love the most, besides my girlfriend, is motorcycles. I'm sorry. If my girlfriend is listening to this, I love her with all my heart, but I love guns and motorcycles. But I'm mainly motorcycles. She's better, though. She's real. Okay. Let's get serious here for a minute. Whose phone is ringing? I'm dead serious. Whose phone is ringing right now? If it's yours, hang up the phone and hang up the podcast and answer the bloody phone, so I can hear it from London. You fucking fine. No, okay, get Brock's gay. I can't say that. Brock's my best friend. Now we're just listening to the sound of silence as I fuck up my motorcycle a lot. Oh shit! A rat! It's a motherfucking rat! It's my sister! Oh shit! Oh shit! Record that! I'm still going! This stupid landing. Record that too. Okay. Those of you who did not just see this, I'm going to go to manage the captions here on the Xbox and Xbox. Okay. So the stunt that I did where I landed in the loopy loop, I just did another one where I'm being a dumbass and stuff. And I went through this like big ass hole that was not in the ceiling, but in the side. I did a flip so high that I could see the city like 5 miles away from me. It was awesome. I'll say that much. It was awesome. And then, oh, backwards. And then, so I just fast forward a lot. And I did another clip where it's the same stunt, and still captures it, but you see the city, I'm just floating up the air, and I just keep on going up. Just keep on going. Then I eventually do a backflip, front flip, and then I land it, and I die. Let's say, it was fucking awesome. Which Brock is coming up, and then gets hit by that. I meant to trim the video. Uh-oh, we got a porn star here. Fuck you, Richard. That's what she said. Hey guys, I gotta tell you something really important. Really important. Like, it's dead serious. It's dead serious. You guys ready? I'm serious. Can you handle it? If not, end this podcast right now. I'm white. There you go. And so is Brock. I'm a fool again. Just be prepared. Oh, shit. Now the stunts. I'm gonna stick this shit up here. No. Oh shit. Stunky.
Did anything go wrong when I was gone?
Let's just say I said a lot of fucked up shit while you were gone.
Okay. I'm gonna listen to this over edit. God dang you.
No, you're not editing any shit. You are keeping it the way we want.
Well, I'm probably gonna take out some stuff. Did you say any N words or anything?
No.
Okay.
I called what had happened back though. That right there.
Like
same stunt.
Yeah, the game's pretty much gay. Why do you think I play it?
Good point.
I do that a lot. I see that a lot too. It's like, this game is gay. It's like, why do you think I'm doing it? I'll do that all the time.
Wait, Brock, I gotta show you this. So while you were gone, I recorded this. It's awesome, actually.
Manage captures on this Xbox.
I recorded it twice, just to show you how long I stayed up there. Right about there. Okay, so... No, maybe. Yeah, it's part. So, nope, it's farther. Watch this, just watch. So, hit that.
Oh, like you grinded it?
No, look.
Oh.
Look at that. That, look, you see the city. You can see the city.
That's
now.
Chicago, I think, isn't it?
I think maybe so.
Maybe that's Detroit.
Now, it's the same video, but just like fat.
Just longer?
Just got a little more of it because the video ended too fast. So, look how long I was up there. And I'm still going. Then you see the ass, of course.
Press start.
Press start by accident. Look at that. Front flip. I die. I don't even get to live to see the ending. I die.
You don't even get to live to tell a story about it.
It's like Brad Williams in 4 foot fucking snow. You know what happens when a midget who's 4 foot tall goes to 4 foot snow? He fucking dies.
He gets like a little golf flag so you can see him.
Just the golf flag. The only thing you see in New York is 4 foot fucking snow. Then you see a golf flag. Just
you see a golf flag.
Back.
You pick it up and it's just a midget on the edge.
He's like, my dick is so cold, I can't feel it.
It's comedian stuff. We watch a lot of stand-up comedy.
I watch a lot of it. Why can't I get the... Oh! Like, what do I mean the hole?
But she said, no, that's what you said. I watch a lot of stand-up comedy as well. I'm more of the Jim Jefferies, Jeff Dunham, and Jeff Dunham, the puppet guy.
Don't forget about Larry the Cable Guy.
Larry the Cable, oh yeah, he's funny, dude.
I fucking love him.
And what was the guy that thing he collaborated with? Larry the Cable Guy and...
Jimmy Fox. No, not Jimmy Fox.
I think it's Jimmy Fox.
No, it was Jamie Fox. No. It was something...
it was something Fox. I remember, yeah.
I think it was like Jeff Fox. Jeff Fox. Foxworthy. Jeff Foxworthy.
Yeah.
I remember him. That's my mom's second favorite comedian.
He also did the voice for Mater.
No, that was Larry.
Yeah, that
Larry
was Larry,
did the
yeah.
voice. So, I showed you the Russian Mafia story, right?
Yeah, with what?
Bert, something,
Bert, yeah.
Or Brian, or whatever his name was. So, for those of you who don't know what the Russian Mafia story is, it's about this dude who took four semesters in a Russian class, thinking that it was Spanish. He thought it was Spanish. 4 semesters, 2 years. Took him that long to finally realize. Here's the thing, it's fucking Spanish. So,
and doesn't even know anything in the language either. He never paid attention to
it. Yeah. So, and he's like, it's like, and I quote, he's like, and I quote from him. Do you know what it feels like to be a immigrant in a DMV office? And the answer is, hashtag shoe squiggly line square. That's all he basically answered. And he had answered every test question in Tyler. Fuck, can't say it. Like, Chicken Scratch. That's what I'm gonna call it. Chicken Scratch. Tyler Griffiths. Whatever it's called. Fuck it.
Oh, you know, he's talking about Russian cursive.
I know, it fucking sucks, actually. I tried
Oh my that. God, Russian cursive is literally just an up and down line. What is that? Freaking hospital heart monitor? What is that?
I know, right?
It's a heart monitor. All the way
it
up.
It sucks.
If you look up Russian cursive, it's literally just a heart monitor, and there's no straight line. So it's basically...
You're basically just counting your own heartbeat in the way. Like, this man's
it's
heart
cursive
is 1.26
but
million.
For us, it's just a heart monitor.
We need to, like, decrease the bike speed a little bit from what I make this.
Or maybe... Oh, no, you got it.
Oh, yeah. Look at me.
Ooh. Bradley. Oh.
Back tire.
Back tire.
Grace.
It's like a pops off.
I can't do anything. I'm stuck here.
Boost.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no!
Just made it worse.
No, back a track.
No. Go up slowly.
Just goes up, just knocks.
No! Okay.
Made it!
Did it.
So, back to the story. The dude takes 4 years, 2 semesters, No, two years, four semesters. Finally realized he doesn't think it's Russian. He doesn't think it's Spanish. So he goes. He's about to leave the class. His teacher is like, "Wait a minute!" Like he stops him in the middle of the hall. You need to stay in this class because I need at least 14 students. You're the 14th. And if you leave, and if you stay, I will give you a minor, which is a C, basically, right?
Yeah, yeah.
It's minor. A C.
If for then, passing grade.
Yeah, and the dude's like, Konnichiwa, bitches, I'm back. Let's go fuck some minors. And the thing is, why he said that is because they were going to go to Russia, and this is like back in, like, what, 1948?
Oh, he learned the coolest sentence, too.
He learned the coolest sentence. I don't know how.
It was I am the machine.
That was one of them, but he learned another one. It was badass. I only remember the beginning of it. It's like Sesbutska and then a couple other words.
I am the machine is when he got.
Is the badass sentence. Yes. But the coolest thing that he's ever said in American, well, in Russian, was "Hi, my name is Bert or Brian. I can't remember. Yes. And I work pussy." I'm like. It's a badass sentence. He practiced that for years. But it actually means he works with cats. That's why it's awesome. But, anyways, look up on YouTube, like, literally, pause the podcast right now. It's like, and go to, like, the Russian Mafia story, or I'm the Machine story, and go to, like, the 12-minute video. It's fucking awesome. I love it. It's just at the end, he gets pulled over by, he gets, like, talked to by cops, and the cops are like, "So," as he takes a smoke of a cigar, "I hear you are the machine." And the dude's like, "Congratulations, fuck." And then the dude's like, "Wait, so I'm not in trouble?" And he's like, "Tonight you party with us." And then he's like, "Wait, so I'm not in trouble."
He gets into the Russian mafia, guys.
He gets into the mafia, then he gets into the cops, and he's like, "Wait a minute, so I'm not in trouble?" And he's like, "Fuck that bitch, this is Russia." That's just badass. I just love it.
You gotta hear the story.
We took out, like, the major parts and stuff. It's, like, funny. It's awesome. Just look it up.
Just watch the whole video.
And after you're done watching that, go to Brad Williams' Daddy Issues. That shit is funny. Woo-hoo! Wanna play bar? You gotta try this bike out, like, actually. It's fun. Here. Actually, I wanted to do something real fast. Okay. I'm gonna hit you up, my brother.
Hey brother.
Sorry, we love music.
Oh, yeah, remember Fish when they did the Ray Brothers?
I missed that.
We need to watch Fitz again. Maybe not on the podcast.
We'll watch it tonight. What the fuck, Richard?
Kill.
Here it is. Okay, I'm gonna get you back up here, Brock.
Okie dokie.
Oh, shit.
Watch me do this.
No.
Watch me do this one try.
You're gonna do it one. Nope!
Back of track.
I saved it on the tire, too. That's where we started.
Gotta do this slowly.
That's what she said, but still. Wait, no.
No, that's what I said, because I'm a gay guy.
Okay, still, whatever. It's
but, fun. By the way, thank you for alerting my position, Brad. Honestly, not everybody's gonna hate the podcast. Everybody are faggot haters.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, you guys are faggot haters.
What?
Go fuck yourself. How about that?
Oh, I didn't get on it. Okay. It didn't.
I'm serious. If you guys are faggot haters, or I can't say faggot haters. I'm sorry, Brock. I'm sorry.
No, just say, like, homophobes.
If you guys are homophobic, fuck you. Hang up this podcast. Don't ever talk to us ever again. How's that
what
possible?
What the heck
record
is
it,
going
record
on?
Record it. Record it. Record it.
What the?
No, take a picture. Take a picture of it.
Okay. Well. No, I'm gonna freaking clip this. Okay. Let's do this. Okay.
We go back.
Broadcast. Capture what happened from 15 seconds.
How is that even possible? Okay, sorry, we just saw something really fucked up, and I'm like, what the hell?
I hope this cap- It captured it, dude. It was
Dude.
We're literally, like-
We're
in the
middle
of
two
we're
things.
We're flying.
Hovering, actually. Still.
Well, yeah.
Counts. Sorry, we're weirdos. Alright. I'm serious. If you guys are homophobic...
We don't need the track anymore, dude.
Yeah. If you guys are homophobics, fuck you. Hang up. I'm gonna...
So if you guys are homophobes, yeah. Well, guess what? Reality, homosexuals are gay.
Truth be told.
Truth be told.
Batman this shit. I'm just Batman this shit.
Yes, the floor is made out of floor.
And the shit is made out of shit.
I did the wheelie.
Awkward.
Oh, I tried doing stoppy on top.
That thing's gonna piss me off eventually.
Oh, the
stop thing in the top right corner.
Like, I go down here, I think you can see it.
Help.
Help. No one needs this. Oh my god.
Shut the fuck up, GPS.
I can change the controls!
Don't. You're a master, dude.
Oh no, I'm for steering wheel.
Oh, nice. This is a bike, dude.
I'm gonna die. Okay. Now look here. Crew roster.
Oh, you can't change it.
I can, but it's not the same. Yeah. Dang it! I wanted to really change the controls, man.
Yeah, it would have been awesome. Sorry, Brock.
I hate that song.
Everybody does.
It's called Forrest Gump.
Called Forrest Gump.
The guy sounds like Cat Williams. So.
Cat Williams.
Seriously. He's a black comedian.
I know, black comedian. I fucking
that reminds
love.
Me of the guy who sings Hey Ya.
He plays in the movie Norbit as like a pimp or something like that.
Yeah.
And in a couple other movies.
I mean, it could be Cat Williams, but I haven't seen Norbit in a long time.
See, Cat Williams is a funny as hell comedian. Also, sorry.
Bitch, is that plum red?
Bitch, is that plum red?
I did a grind!
Nice.
Record that.
Record that shit before I type that. Hey. Anyways.
Happened. Now you're gonna smash it.
Only my girlfriend, okay?
Oh, yeah, true. I'm single.
Yeah, I'm sorry, bro. Hey, if there's any gay dudes out there, I want to date Brock, go ahead.
Depends.
I'm his wingman here. He's good looking and he's gay.
I have a six pack.
He has a six pack.
Honestly, like.
Did he kick my ass? He's bruised my ribcage before and he kicked my ass.
I didn't even mean to. Went crazy.
Sorry, it's alright. Even though we mess around a lot.
We mess each other up.
We fuck around a lot. Not what I meant. We fuck. No, we fuck around. We fuck
just
around.
Coming
just
out.
Fuck around. That's all I can think of now. Just fuck around.
We just mess around and get drunk, but not really. We
jump.
Don't
we jump around. Jump around.
Yeah.
But grind that shit.
Grind.
Nice. 2 second grinds.
We're gonna have to put all these clips that we recorded on the YouTube video.
Yeah,
for
we will.
Podcast.
Yeah. You know, guys, if you ever want to watch this podcast,
we will have it up on YouTube soon.
Yeah, we will have it up on YouTube eventually. But till then, just watch the podcast. Listen to it.
Listen, mother.
Listen here, motherfucker. Okay, so back to Cat Williams. He's a funny as hell comedian. He gives the best life advice, such as do more fucking. That's about it.
That's really, really good.
This is like his most famous one.
I'm gonna bring down my laundry because I'm close to
okay. Alright, I'll just tell him about Calvin. Okay, so
I'll be back.
I'll be back. I've been back way too many times.
Get to the chopper. Do it.
Fuck you. Alright, so Cat Williams, funny as hell comedian. His number one life advice, do more fucking. Alright. He says this is true about women. I don't believe it. He says that women love dick. Okay, I believe that. Women do love dick. Okay, I believe it. 100%. Okay, 50%. Okay, 90. Okay? Don't be pressure. 90. So, he says, and he's a dude. He says, women love, no matter, like, any type of dick. Happy dick, sad dick. Fuck. Any type of dick. But they love that angry dick. They don't, right? What, right, Brock. Doesn't women? Oh, thank you. Okay. This is yours, I know.
No. You have it.
No, it's fine.
No, I don't want it.
Don't women?
I bought this up here for no reason.
Don't women love that angry dick, Brock?
I mean, if they're desperate.
I mean, they're desperate. Oh, your controller battery just died.
Really?
Is that all?
Okay, fine. I can set up the steering wheel.
No, is your controller battery dead entirely? Do you have any more batteries?
I can put on the charger, but the charger's gonna suck, my dude.
I can go. We can go find some batteries.
We can look up the controller for the steering wheel.
hurt my stomach. It was weird. I'll go down and get myself out there. Now I'll be back. Hey, Rocky, wanna play zombies a little later?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh. We always play zombies.
Well, yeah, but that's the game. We watch Fitz a lot.
Yeah, but Fitz is funny.
Get you this back in.
You can't say that.
All right, no. Tell him that. Just tell him that, please. It's gonna
make you laugh. Okay. So the storyline of how Brad can say the N-word, he can't, is racist, and we understand that, and we don't mean any offense to anybody. But there are these YouTubers, there are a group of YouTubers that call themselves the Misfits, and I'm gonna break my steering wheel if I can't set it up. But basically, this guy named Grizzy, who's a black YouTuber, had his mic broken, and Fitz was recording all of it, and so they're playing like what is it, Black something? I don't remember the game.
What?
I don't remember the name of the game for.
Was it like PUBG or something or Blackout?
Blackout. Blackout. And so okay, so they're playing this, and Fitz is driving away in a quad, while Grizzly's mic is broken and making his voice sound a lot deeper than it actually is.
Sound like this? What's up, guys?
Oh yeah, we can totally.
Does it work as well? Back up. There you go. Oh, yeah, it works.
Alright. It's just the controls are off from what I'm used to driving on Forza Horizon 4. Mm. And it's a lot more wobbly, but.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This will feel weird. Woo!
I did a wheelie, man!
Nice. Wait, how are you gonna do wheelies in that? Try doing a wheelie.
Wait, is there. Okay, so X is brake.
Yeah, it works like a normal
control. Okay, and then B's back on track. Okay, what about Y? Y's change position. Change. Okay, these don't do anything. That's... Oh, so it's basically the same. What's reverse, then?
All right, well, here.
Oh, reverse is this button right here.
Oh.
And this is also...
Well, I thought reverse was down there also.
I don't think it does, because...
Try.
So I stop. And... See, nothing's happening. But for LSB and RSB, right here, up here, you can go backwards, and then you can go forwards.
Okay.
One-hand ride your motorcycle.
Nice. Actually, I've done that before. My grandpa told me not to do it.
It's honestly not that bad. It just misbalances your bike.
It's actually very dangerous.
Yeah.
I can do it because I've had years of experience riding bikes and stuff. Not motorcycles, but like normal like bicycles.
Yeah.
I'm used to it. Like I will literally just sit.
You can get yourself comfortable if you need to be shorter or taller or whatever. I don't know.
But like I've grown fond of like riding one-handed basically.
Yeah.
So I'm used to it. I've grown up riding one-handed. That's actually how I first learned, was one-hand riding, and then two-hand riding. This is gonna feel a little bit off.
Yeah, I don't know, I can't get the alignment on it. I'd have to, like, move away the bump better.
Yeah. Well, it's not the alignment that matters, it's... Oh, fuck.
And you don't have to use the pedals either, you can use the LSB.
Oh, it does work.
Yeah, you don't have to use the pedals, though. You can change your position to first person if you need to.
Sorry, I can drive a motorcycle like this. It's just the alignment and how...
Sometimes I actually wish, in real life, you viewed yourself in third person while driving a car.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it would be cooler.
It would be a lot dangerous, though.
Well, depends. Because, like, if you're driving with a steering wheel, well, yeah, it would be a lot more dangerous. Because, like, if you get out of the car...
Mm-hmm.
And then, oh, that'd be a weird mindset. Yeah, also, about the Elon Musk thing. He's creating, like, these wires that they put into your brain. It's supposed to enhance your brain or whatever.
Like the DNI in Black Ops 3, basically, right?
Yeah. A lot like
fucking
that.
Fucking stupid ass
and
shit.
And it can be used for war or more intelligence.
I'm just saying, he needs to play Call of Duty Black Ops 3 before he thinks about inventing that shit. Like, actually, because DNI, technology, terrorists, they can take over that shit.
Also, right? There's also a big risk with it, because, like, if it portrays that, it's like there's a lot of, like, things that could happen.
Yeah, such as, like, the forest. Remember the frozen forest?
Yeah, or there's this one movie. It was, Her, the movie called Her, I think it was. The name of the movie is just
Or
Her.
Lucy? I think it was Lucy.
The movie was called Her, because there's this guy that had the earpiece in it he was talking to, and he thought... him and the girl on the Android thing had like an actual relationship, like he made her laugh and everything, but it was actually just like I watched a movie a while back, but it was really good. But it explains like how Elon Musk, it has like a really good puts a good perspective on it.
Elon Musk is so starring like a movie or something, so I can watch and die the movie. Like I know you guys are fans of Elon Musk, but some of this shit's kind of retarded. Like Tesla car, like I'm fine with it. I understand why he did it, but it's fucked up because your sensors can break and not a lot of people are gonna know how to drive because they're drunk, right?
Well, no, it's not. What did he do?
I have no fucking clue.
Okay, but,
low tire.
He flipped around and then got back on the bike. But,
he's on a seat, is it?
No, he, like, jumped, like, held him, like, jumped up off the bike. But anyway, because with Tesla's cars, everybody makes a joke, like, how they can drive themselves and stuff. Or...
No, they do. They do.
They basically do. But no car can technically drive itself.
Yeah.
You know? And it's also very dangerous, too, with that.
You know what we should do right now, dude?
Wow.
Just try to get like a normal car on this.
Oh, like for driving?
Yeah, because I want to try it on the wheel.
Okay. Brake. And let's get like a hot rod maybe? Or no, let's get like the Dodge maybe.
Yeah. Like. I'm sorry if I offend you guys, but I don't like Elon Musk. I'm just don't.
I'm not a big fan of most of his work, actually.
I understand. Like the one thing that I'm a big fan of is he's trying to bring back astronauts. Like
they're trying to make the magnetic thing go on.
And also he's trying to work on the bring back space
Tesla and
space shit safely.
It's weird though, cause like a lot of like. I like a lot of like the future stuff and how like they're having like electric engines. I'm just kind of worried because I love old school cars, like muscle cars and stuff.
Like this one, right?
Yeah, I love Dodge.
If you guys have been listening for a little while now, if you guys haven't catched on to this, catch on next time. Me and Brock love old cars. Okay, we are old fashioned brothers.
Also with motorcycles too. But
motorcycles,
like,
yeah.
I'm kind of worried to see how the future is gonna go if we're gonna have any like cars like this.
Yeah, we're not. They're gonna be like very fragile and rare, like
and like electric too.
Like remember those cars from like World War II, like even before like those kind of cars, the old Fords and Chevys and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
My great grandpa Bert, he has all of his cars from then. He still does. They still run. He fixes them every day.
Also, it's like. What if it becomes like a day where like there's a whole bunch of like electric cars? Everybody owns like electric car.
And then there's just the one car, old fashioned, the oldest shit in the world that we are gonna miss.
And it's just not there anymore. Also, with that, imagine if old school cars or like cars that aren't electric become illegal to drive because of air pollution.
I'll fucking hate it if that ever happens.
I think it's stupid, but like the future and how fast it's coming, I don't think I wanna.
We will be living in. Me and Brock are in the right generation. We're 14 years old. Well, I am.
I'm 14, yeah.
Okay. Wait, when's your birthday?
May 21st, 2005.
Oh, I forgot that you're older than me.
Yeah, but...
Oh, happy birthday, Brock. Shit, I totally forgot when your birthday
was. It's not May, though.
Wait, what?
It's not around May. It's October, Halloween stuff, you know?
Wait, your birthday's in October?
No, my birthday is in May.
Oh,
but
okay.
The time of year is October.
Yeah.
And you said happy birthday, and I'm like, well, what?
Happy birthday because I didn't wish you happy birthday. I didn't know. I'm sorry.
No, you did because I remember telling you, like, my birthday's coming up, and you said happy birthday. I think you were there for my birthday. Yeah, you saw the Endgame with me.
Oh, yeah, I was.
Yeah.
So
you were there.
Okay, I'm good. I don't need to feel bad anymore.
It's
good movie.
Very good.
I'm missing it already. Okay, anyways, what were we talking about? Old cars and
their future and like maybe if they made like an electric like car that was designed like an old car that had speakers on it that made it sound like a muscle car.
I'd be fine with that,
but you have to make it sound realistic, otherwise I'm just
and
gonna
the
hate
inside
it.
Kind of old fashioned too.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I remember what we're talking about now. And Fuck, I forgot it again. Damn.
Your dad, uncle, or...
Great-grandfather. Yeah, he has the old cars and shit. Oh, yeah, now I remember. Me and Brock are 14 years old. We live in the times where when we get older, we will have
like futuristic stuff,
old fashioned cars. But we won't have as many old fashioned cars. You guys, when new people are born and stuff, like next generation, they will be used to this shit.
They'll be used to all the technology, and they won't even know what old school cars are.
They won't. They'll only see them in like Fast and Furious and old movies.
Only if you have the right parents.
Oh, if my kids are gonna be teaching, like, my grandkids about this shit.
If anything, raise your kids all around history. Even if you have anything tragic, don't tell them about the tragic thing. Just tell them all about history. No,
tell them the tragic things because they'll find out later, and they will be disappointed that you didn't tell them. True. So tell them everything about your history, about your family, because one day
they're just gonna be disappointed.
They're gonna think that your parents are a piece of shit.
Or like they're just betraying. It's also like a thing like that where it was in history class. I don't know if you've seen it, but there's this video, and it's about this guy and these bunch of people about their ethnicity and where they come from.
I saw it in Birch's class.
Yeah,
DNA test.
There's this one guy who hated Germans. And turns out he's 5% German.
5% German, yeah.
You gotta tell them all that background, because then if they grow up hating Germans for them being Nazis, and it turns out they're like 49% German.
You lied. Or maybe your parents didn't know, of course, but
still. Yeah. Or so you still gotta have
learn your history. Take DNA tests. Learn about your family, or else you'll be left clueless.
It's also, if anything, history, I'd say, is the biggest major you're gonna have to take in school.
Yes, it's like the best class. I've aced every single history class except for world history, but I wasn't really in history during that time.
I was, you know, Mr. Crow, when he teaches Washington State history?
Yeah.
I didn't get into that. It's not open enough.
I was into it, just not as into U.S. history as I am now, actually.
And along with Washington State history, there's a lot of slavery stuff that makes it uninteresting. It's like, no one wants to talk about that.
I liked learning about the immigrants, like how they got here. Christopher
Columbus and, yeah.
That was, U.S. history was like Columbus and shit like that.
Yeah, those are immigrants. We're all basically from.
If you take a DNA test, you'll realize we're all immigrants. We all originate either from Europe, unless you are 100%
Native American.
Without a doubt, Native American.
Mm-hmm.
Without a doubt, your ancestors are Native. And even then, your parents are Native. Everything's Native.
Also, with anything, it's like, sometimes you get, like, you're 100% Native American, but half of your background can also be in Africa, because a lot of Native Americans are shipped to Africa.
Those were African Americans, though.
Yeah.
You know, one thing that you can tell if you're Native is by your name. Because Native Americans give special Indian names. Like, if you, in our language arts teacher is named Mr. Olson, Mr. Michael Olson. We watched a video that was called Rite of Passage and a Milestone.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that video, Miguel, at all?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it was this woman, an Apache woman, who was 13, and her name was Dachina, and she got her woman name at age 13, which is a Morning Star Feather.
Yeah.
So you can tell that she was Native by her name.
And it's also like an honor thing, like if you go through like a bad time. Are you liking how this thing drives?
It's kind of tricky, but I can get used to it.
Yeah, there's a lot of sensitivity stuff. You might have to get on actual road before you can, like, determine if it's good or not.
This will actually help me out.
Yeah. You can also put it in first person if you need to.
Yeah, I'm going to try that. That works. Yeah, So, a lot of people aren't first person drivers, right, Brock? In, like, games and stuff, right?
I'm more of a third person. Yeah, and a lot of people are third person.
Second, third, but they're never first. I'm one people who are first person because I can, like, when you got, like, what we have right now, like a steering wheel for this game.
Yeah, it's kind of like real life driving.
You can actually just, like maneuver it. Like, follow the motions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, see how when I move, the character moves.
Right? Yeah.
I like that. I can understand it all.
Because it's all in your eyes and what...
It's in our eyes, the characters and mine.
Yeah.
I can maneuver him as I can maneuver the car.
It's like you have full control. I was always more of a third person, so I can see what's happening in the outside for races and stuff.
I never cared for that. I was never a big fan. I just liked to race.
I do love, like in Horizon 4... I'll literally go in first person, get out my steering wheel, and drive in that.
I like, that's pretty cool. All right, you're about to play.
Are you done driving?
A little bit. I'll let you drive. I banged up the car.
I'm gonna rough it.
I banged up the car pretty good, and it liked it.
Okay, maximum recording time for segment 60 minutes. Keep an eye on the clock. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so we got about like 5 minutes left, so we gotta give up. We could end it here, but do you want to?
No, not really.
Yeah. We'll just tune in to some more episodes a little later when we post this on YouTube. We can just get some games on.
Yeah, we can like watch us and try. We're gonna do some pretty stupid stuff though.
Oh, we're fucked up. When we play zombies, we're going to go out of control. You'll see me. All right, so actually earlier, I was racing before the podcast and everything. I was racing against this dude. It was like a ghost or something in the crew. I was flipping the fuck out because of the car, but not because of the car.
He has a Dodge Viper, and my Dodge Charger Circuit, 1970, is way faster than his, obviously, because it's like an 801, 812, and everything. It's like, how is he faster?
Right. So, and I was in third person mode. I'm not good at third person.
And then he mentions being first like, wait a person, minute. And he wins it first try.
First person. The dude didn't even get ahead of me once.
I know.
Not once.
If you would have mentioned that sooner, it's always about perspective. Always.
It's always perspective. But the dude I was racing didn't get in front of me once when I first hit.
No.
When I went to first person. Not once.
Amazing.
I was 5 to 7 seconds away, like, ahead of him. I fucking kicked his ass.
It's a faction race, and it's very easy if you know what you're doing.
And perspectives.
Yeah, perspective counts a lot for a lot of car driving games.
Yeah, we're going to need batteries if I'm going to do another race like that.
Unless I'm trying to loosen this up and align the wheel with the pedals. So I don't get confused.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And, okay, you're loosened up.
Brock, we got 3 minutes.
I know. So wait, do you want to end it?
Do you? It's up to you.
You're the one who wanted to start it.
I started it. You can end it. Hey, yo, Brock.
Are you sure you want to give me the honor, man?
No, not really, but you can.
You can end it. I don't care. We can probably make another one right after.
We can make another one a little later when we have some break times. Eat some food.
I know. We can also like watch horror movies before and talk about those.
We just watch it. We can do this while we watch the horror movie.
Or we could call our podcast Talk Show.
Talk Show? Why not just Scary Talk
Taco Show? Taco Show.
Ooh, Taco Show. That's such a good one. Why not Taco Shell? Taco Shell. That's a good one, right?
Taco Shell. Yeah, we'll probably call it Taco Shell, but
it's... Or Pranklopedia. Pranklopedia.
Chlamydia.
Chlamydia.
Pranklopedia. STD, by the way.
Yeah, when you guys are having sex, bring condoms, okay? I'm warning you.
Yeah, be safe.
Yeah, when
especially
I see...
Especially if you're gay, unless you're a slut boy. But there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Let's just say when I see my girlfriend, hopefully tomorrow, I'm gonna bring, like, 2 condoms just in case.
I don't think I don't think she's really intimate yet, though.
Oh, no, she's very intimate.
She is?
Very intimate. Well, not too intimate. Not too intimate to where she, like, stroked my dick when it's in my pants. Not like that.
That's a little over the top. But...
Okay, sorry, guys. My dad taught me a lot. He watched a lot of porn.
I've seen some stuff, too, man. You're not the only one.
No, but my dad talked to me, and I've seen off of your phone, so. Okay.
Would you start laughing?
I started laughing. I was trying not to joke. It was funny. Anyways, we got like a minute left. Yeah.
Where's Matt? Oh,
bring condoms, guys.
Yeah. You can rate our podcast. I don't care. We'll read the comments, maybe. I don't know.
It's not posted to anyone.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for listening. Sorry that I cursed a lot. I learned that from a lot of people. Except Brock.
By the way, our intros is going to be, you ready for this? And I'm going to go, aw. It's going to be like that for almost every podcast.
Almost, unless we're like, what's up, guys?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, later. Bye.
Later, bye. Oh, wait. Was that you? Was that you?